You're with SBS Radio.
Yes, we've got a big Shinatova edition. We have a 28-page magazine with lots of Rosh Hashanah goodies to enjoy. And we even had a Rosh Hashanah card competition that was won this year by Sydney Redham House Year 3 student Ruby Levitt, who designed a beautiful card, lots of colours and lots of Rosh Hashanah items like shofars. And it was so nice. We picked it and we're using it on all our official business for the next 7 days or so. So congratulations to Ruby Levitt. And we also had some lovely Rosh Hashanah messages from political leaders. Prime Minister Scott Morrison expressed his deep admiration for the Jewish people of Australia. He said, "You are one community with many identities, much like Australia itself." And he said, "It's people like you that bring out the very best this country has to offer. Shana Tova Umetuka." And the opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, wished everyone a sweet and happy new year. He said, "May this new year of 5,780 bring you and your family nachas and simchas, and may the sound of the shofar bring with it a year of joy and success." And we also had a lovely, quite in-depth Rosh Hashanah message, a full page, in fact, from Israel's ambassador to Australia, Mark Sofer. He said, although is quite a complex situation in Israel at the moment with the elections going on for the second time this year, he said there's lots and lots to be positive and hopeful about in Israel in the year ahead.
And we are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to Shalom Australia, SBS Broadcasting with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, on a positive note for Rosh Hashanah, what is planned for Shabbat Project 2019?
Yes, so this year the Shabbat Project is going to be happening on the 15th and 16th of November. Around the world, more than a million Jews in 1,516 cities across the world are going to participate in the 6th Shabbat Project. And in Sydney and Melbourne, there are big plans to celebrate with a range of major communal organisations and synagogues, delivering diverse events appealing to the whole community in both cities. And this year, there's going to be a special collaboration too with United Israel Appeal to bring the tastes, smells and sounds of Israel to events in both Melbourne and Sydney, as well as Israeli music with a Havdalah concert by US Israeli rock band Moshav, which is quite well known. So it's going to be very exciting, and the full program will be launched very, very soon.
And Shane, on a totally different matter, the Malkah Leifer affair, the saga, I think the Australian authorities asked to extradite her to Australia to face charges here 5 years ago, and she appeared on Monday in the Jerusalem court. What happened?
Yes, so there were hopes that the extradition account will be positive and she would be brought to justice in Melbourne, where, of course, she's accused of, while she was principal of Adas Israel School, of 74 counts of child sexual abuse. But instead, in the court last week, it was announced and decided that Leifer would face yet another psychiatric assessment before the matter comes before the court next, which won't be until December. So noting the case has dragged on for 5 years already, Dussie Ehrlich, one of the former principal's alleged victims, asked how much more emotional pain she and other alleged victims would have to endure.
And we're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, a special ceremony to honour posthumously as righteous among nations, a Dutch couple.
Yes, that's right. Lex Menko and his four sons would never have even been born if not for the bravery of Marinus and Marie Zwart, who hid his mother, Bella, during the Holocaust. Last week, Menko travelled all the way from Israel to the regional Queensland town of Nambour to witness Marinus and Marie be posthumously honoured as righteous among the nations, specifically for their bravery in hiding Alex's mother, along with another teenage girl, a couple, and also their child in their home in the Netherlands during World War II.
That's a remarkable story. And we all remember the story of Aya Massawe, the Israeli student that was murdered in Melbourne while she was exchange student there. Friends of Hadassah in Melbourne, in cooperation with Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem, are trying to do something in her memory.
Yes, this is quite amazing. As a result of this partnership between Hadassah Australia and its project Rosanna, a Palestinian doctor will be the first pediatric hematologist-oncologist trained to complete bone marrow transplants for children with cancer in the Palestinian territories. Because at the moment, those kids in need have to leave their treatment center and their homes to get a proper treatment in Israel, Jordan, or Egypt. So now this partnership has come to fruition, the creation of the Aya Massawe Memorial Medical Fellowship will enable experts to be trained, medical experts to treat these kids within the Palestinian territories. And in more good news, Massawe's father, Said, will join Professor Stepensky from Hadassah Hospital in the official launch of the fellowship in Australia next month.
Shane Dziadnik, I'd like to take the opportunity of thanking you for fantastic reports in the past year and wishing you Shana Tova Umetuka.
sbs.com.au